Washington, this is VOA News. Iraq Army presses to Crete attack as extremists declare Islamic State. Israel launches strikes on Gaza after rocket attacks. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Iraqi military forces battled Sunni extremists Sunday to regain control of the northern city of Tikrit as an al-Qaeda breakaway group controlling large tracts of Iraq and northern Syria formally declared an Islamic State. An Iraqi spokesman said government forces were in full control late Sunday of the University of Tikrit as part of an air and ground offensive to get control of the area from the extremist Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. During an appearance over the weekend on the BBC's Andrew Marr show, Britain's Foreign Secretary William Hague said Iraq needs a new government, but must make that decision for itself.
It isn't for us, and it wouldn't help anybody in Iraq, for us to pronounce on who should be the Prime Minister of Iraq. But there has been a failure in recent years to bring together Iraqi leaders and people out of their sectarian divisions. No one has succeeded in doing that in Iraq over the last 8 years or so. So clearly they need a new, more inclusive government where people have a sense of genuine partnership in government. They are facing a lethal threat, a mortal threat.
Iraq says it's received several second-hand Russian fighter jets to use in the fight against the militants. There's also word that U.S. officials are flying armed drones over Iraq to protect U.S. military advisors sent to help the counterinsurgents. A senior U.S. lawmaker says terror suspects, including the accused leader of the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, should be held at the U.S. military base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Representative Mike Rogers, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, told CNN Sunday that Ahmed Abu Qatala should be treated as an enemy combatant and not as a criminal on U.S. soil. Qatala pleaded not guilty to terrorism charges Saturday in a federal court in Washington. The United States alleges Qatala led a conspiracy resulting in the September 11, 2012 attack that killed U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans. Israeli aircraft carried out multiple strikes in the Gaza Strip Sunday, hours after rockets fired from Palestinian territory set an Israeli factory on fire. The Israeli military reported 12 strikes targeting what it called sites of terrorist activity. Palestinian medics report 2 people wounded. The Israeli military says since the beginning of June, militants in the Gaza Strip have fired more than 60 rockets at Israel. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko participated in a 4-way phone call with Russia's President Vladimir Putin and the leaders of France and Germany, hoping to keep his peace plan on track. After the 2-hour international discussion, Mr. Poroshenko said he'd offered that Kiev would continue its ceasefire at least until Monday night. An 11-story residential building under construction in the southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu collapsed late Saturday, killing at least 11 people and trapping many others. Most were construction workers seeking shelter during heavy rains and lightning. Witnesses say about 50 people were in the building when it collapsed. The chief minister of the state says early indications suggest builders had failed to follow construction plans and had caused a structural defect. Rescuers say their investigation and search for more bodies could go on for days. President Obama is seeking $2 billion in emergency funds to curb the influx of women and children fleeing Central America and illegally entering the United States. Mr. Obama plans to send the request to Congress Monday, looking to boost control of the U.S. southern border with Mexico and accelerate the deportation of 52,000 unaccompanied children and 39,000 women with children who have entered the U.S. illegally since October. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi visited a holding area for the child immigrants over the weekend and says the U.S. must deal responsibly with the influx of children.
We have a moral responsibility to address this in a dignified way.
And most of those immigrants are coming from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. The Netherlands stunned Mexico with 2 late goals to advance to the quarterfinals of the World Cup Football Championship. The Netherlands joins Brazil and Colombia in the quarterfinals. Costa Rica and Greece are playing the day's other match. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.